Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who was on crack?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
I want to meet the cop that is driving down the road. Someone pulls next to him, and they're drinking a can of something out of a small brown paper bag. And I want to meet the cop that goes, that might be a beer. Might be a beer, but it's in a bag, a small brown paper bag, so I just can't tell.
How did this start?
Who the hell thinks that's not a beer?
What is the purpose?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Going up on a Tuesday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, the question that you always ask a sports fan when a big event happens is, where were you? Where were you when the Houston Rockets won their first NBA championship, John Lopez?
Ooh, I was there. I was actually there when they won their first NBA championship. The Houston Rockets? Dang right I was.
Where were you when the Houston Astros won the World Series following Hurricane Harvey?
I was watching on television and not believing my own very little eyes.
But most importantly, where were you when Tyler White came to the plate yesterday and ended the drought?
A lefty who was about to warm up. Tyler White, high and deep, bidding for his first home run of the year, and it's on the train tracks!
Shark attack!
Train 13! Has just left Union Station. His first home run of 2019.
How about the numbers? That was a bomb, 2-4-18.
Memorable times for the Houston Astros. You heard the call. I thought it was Kirk Gibson hitting the home run for the Dodgers, trotting the bases. Todd Cowlis, Jeff Blum, excited for Tyler White. It took about over one-fourth of the season. But the Baker's Dozen has finally hit a home run, John Lopez.
Fat.
Where
well,
were you
big.
When this happened?
I think I was watching something else. I was flipping back and forth to the from the Astros. Was the Warriors game on then? No. No, it wasn't on yet.
Not yet.
But I must have been watching the season finale from Big Bang Theory. I recorded it. It was very good, by the way. Much better than Game of Thrones. I'm guessing. But I saw, I'm keeping up on Twitter and stuff. I went back and reversed it, and I'm like, oh, wow. Look at Tyler go. And by the way, if you play that one more time, Figgy, get it ready. The surprise in Todd Cowlis' voice, he goes, Tyler White?
It was almost kind of sarcastic. It was almost kind of really sarcastic, or they won a World Series. Play that call one more time, Figgy.
A lefty who was about to warm up.
Tyler White!
Tyler White?
Deep.
Wow.
Deep for his first home run of the year, and it's on the train tracks!
Shark attack!
Train 13 has just left Union Station.
Wow.
His first home run of 2019.
How about the numbers? That was a bomb.
How about that?
Congratulations to Tyler White. You have one more home run than Landry Locker and John Lopez. It's a Tuesday, John. It's a big, big day here in town. Houston Texans are practicing. Everybody's at the facility except J.D. Clowney. We're going to have our entire staff out there, Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, Paul Gallant, Sean Pendergast. We're going to go live to practice and get the latest. We're going to find out where the offensive linemen are lining up, how Kiki Coutee looks, what is Will Fuller doing during the activities, how's Deshaun looking? I heard he's gotten a little bit more jacked. Deontay Foreman, how's he looking out of the backfield? We're going to hear about Titus Howard. We're going to hear a lot, and we're going to have you covered here on Sports Radio 610, your home of the Houston Texans. We're going to take you out to practice like nobody else can. And, you know, a lot of people will minimize OTAs. I don't think you can. This is the start. This is phase three of the offseason program.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
This is the buildup towards the 2019 season.
And the other thing that's going to be interesting to see is when, and I know OTAs, you know, no pads and all that, but you will see where people line up when they do some walkthrough type stuff, some half speed type stuff with the offense. Now they may not go, 11-on-11 by any stretch, but they're going to have some semblance of running their offense, and you're going to see. Oh, that's where they're going to put Titus Howard right out of the bat, whether it's first team, second team, whatever. So I think that's what's going to be most interesting, is like where they project people to start OTAs. This is the start of the 2019 season, guys. I mean, this is the squad, short of trading for Gerald McCoy or some other moves.
Which we'll get into.
Some other moves.
You think McClain's going to hike his leg on that, by the way?
I do. I really do.
Well, we need to push him on it.
McClain's going to come in a little early.
It ain't going to be no closed thing. We're going to take McClain to task, because I think a case can be made that Gerald McCoy is exactly what this team needs.
Not going
to
happen.
And, well, I don't, McClain, we're going to talk you into it, okay? We're going to have to get a little bit more from you there. And thanks to John McClain. He's coming in early because he's going to be out there at practice.
Yeah. So
he's coming in early to preview practice, talk about what exactly we're going to see. Bill O'Brien's going to talk at 1 o'clock. I'm excited to hear Bill O'Brien. I want to hear what he's got to say about, just this Texans team, everything going on. It's a very, very good time to be alive. And I don't know if this is going to make you feel better or worse about your Houston Texans, but Houston Texans are opening the season Monday night, New Orleans against the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be a fun one. There's going to be a lot of loopholes. There's going to be a lot of Texans fans traveling to New Orleans, enjoying everything New Orleans has to have for some Monday night football that night. 111 days, John.
111 days.
111
now,
days away until the Houston Texans open the season against the New Orleans Saints.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it. But again, this is the start of it right here, because this is the first time post-draft, post-free agency. Obviously, some other moves still need to be made. There's going to be some street free agents, et cetera, although a lot of them are going to be out there now. And this is where you get your squad together. Now, also, you got the Jadeveon Clowney question as well, which I think we all know, what the answer is going to be for that.
What is the answer?
He ain't going to be there.
Will Bill O'Brien be asked about it at 1 o'clock?
You think?
What will Bill O'Brien say at 1 o'clock?
I'm coaching the guys that are here, John.
It's not my job.
I'm coaching the guys that are here, John. It's not out of my control. It's out of my control what he decides he wants to do for OTAs.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I guess so, John.
By the way, we got a stat, 3867, thanks to the loopholes. Loopholes always bringing them stats. Shout out to all the loopholes, all the people getting their day started with us on a Tuesday. We'll take you up till 2 o'clock. It'll be the best sports radio experience you can have in Houston. You already know that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, according to Loophole Stats and Info, Tyler White is now on pace for 3.4 home runs this season.
Well, there you go. That's almost 3.5.
Congratulations.
So three more home runs and a double.
Can I put you on the spot right now, John?
Do it. I don't mind.
I do it a lot. So we're going to talk about Gerald McCoy with John McClain and why I think Gerald McCoy should consider coming to the Texans. And I think the Texans should go for Gerald McCoy. Mm-hmm. And the example that I use is last year, Ndamukong Suh, a 5-time Pro Bowler at the age of 31 years old, who'd played in a 4-3 defense his entire career. He elected to go to a contender, the Los Angeles Rams, playing a 3-4 defense, and he went ring chasing.
Yeah.
Gerald McCoy is the same age. He has one more Pro Bowl, and like Ndamukong Suh, he's played majority of his career in a 4-3 defense and would come to pretty much a 3-4 for the Texans, although they do run a lot of 4-3. That's neither here nor there. I want you to role play, because I know you've been known to role play.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I've heard from Jan that John Lopez likes to role play in the massage room. I want you to pretend you're Brian Game and pretend that I'm Gerald McCoy, and I want you to sell me on why, with all the other options I have, where the Patriots have been talked about, the Browns have been talked about, there's been other teams that have been thrown out there that are contending teams. Sell me on why the hell I should come to Houston and play for Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans in 2019.
First things first, I want to follow up on what you just said. I've seen 4 or 5 teams already linked with Gerald McCoy. You just mentioned 2 of them, the Patriots, the Browns, which, my goodness, the Browns. If they get him, that'd be something else. Also, the Colts and the Titans. This is where it gets bizarre to me. You got 2 teams in your division already linked with Gerald McCoy. The Texans have not been. That doesn't mean they're not involved. So how would I sell them? To me, this is the easiest sell.
You're off to a rough start with that.
No, that was an aside.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
get back.
Now let's get in the room.
Back on back
right,
in
I'm
the room.
I'm Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, now
Come
you're
on,
Gerald
Brian.
McCoy. That was just talking to
Come
the loopholes.
Come on, Brian, talk
hey,
to me.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Talk to me.
Now I got to leave the loopholes and I got to go talk to Gerald McCoy. Here's the easiest sell in the world, Gerald. You're going to play between Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt, and you're going to have a single man blocking you the majority of the time. You're going to play three downs. You're going to be able to play inside and outside, and you're going to be able to play next to a young guy that you can help develop, which you maybe not want to do that, but this young guy is going to make you better. Oh, by the way, we don't pay state income tax in Texas, and we're going to be able to maybe not match $13 million, but we have the second most cap space in the NFL today. So we'll be able to match any competitive offer. Do not sign anything until you talk to us.
But how am I supposed to believe you are a contender?
Deshaun Watson, have you seen number four? Have you seen number four play football? J.J. Watt proved last year that he is completely recovered. Jadeveon Clowney, we put the franchise tag on him. We'll worry about that later, but he's going to play this year one way or another. This is the place to be. The division is going to be ours if you come here, and we'll be able to load up on your sack stats, and you'll be able to get another contract if you want, because you're going to be single-teamed the whole game because of J.J. and Jadeveon.
I'm kind of sold on that.
There you go.
You did a damn good job there. Gerald McCoy, Brian Gain, if you're listening, we need you. Mm-hmm. We need you to make that call. If you don't want to talk to him, let the OG John Lopez. It's time to bring Gerald McCoy to town. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, leg hiking might begin a little bit early because NFL Hall of Famer John McClain's in the building. I'm on board with Gerald McCoy. You heard John Lopez's pitch to Gerald McCoy. We'll see if John McClain's on board or not next.
Not going to happen.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.